This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Australian Christian Lobby's Lyle Shelton has left the organisation for a tilt at politics, promising to fight the Green Rainbow Left. After stepping down as the head of the ACL, Shelton announced he would stand for the Senate as part of Corey Bernardi's Australian Conservatives Party. He said, "Last year during the marriage campaign, I felt drawn to the political side of things and with that in mind, I'll make a big move back to my home state of Queensland." RuPaul's Drag Race alumnus and drag performer Courtney Act has won this year's Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. Her win comes after a season that saw Act spend much of her time educating the other housemates on issues around gender in a sensitive way. All of this took place in a house that included Anne Widdecombe, a 70-year-old former MP who actively voted against LGBT rights. Small towns in Western Australia are set to hold their first ever pride events this year, including one of the region's first public gay weddings. The small city of Busselton will hold its first ever pride event next month, while Margaret River will hold its very own event, Mardi Gras, next weekend. The festival will include music and entertainment, as well as Margaret River's first public legal same-sex marriage. Greens Senator Janet Rice has written to Minister for Foreign Affairs Julie Bishop over Indonesia's ongoing abuse of LGBTI people, urging her to take action. The latest news from Indonesia is that authorities have rounded up trans women, forcibly cut their hair, and forced them to wear male clothing. In Rice's letter to Bishop, she called on Australia to promote and to protect human rights in the country. Australia's introduction of marriage equality has seen us rise to become the 8th highest ranking democracy in the world. The change represents a turnaround from several years of slipping in the rankings on issues such as economic management and global citizenship. The country, however, has now risen from its former place of 10th highest ranked democracy, which appears attributable to our rejection of old discriminatory marriage laws. Rainbow families in New South Wales have told a parliamentary committee what it was like to be subjected to the marriage equality debate last year, in a submission to the inquiry into arrangements for the postal survey. The inquiry was established to examine the process of the postal survey, including the parliament's protections against offensive, misleading or intimidating material or behaviours. In the Rainbow Families New South Wales submission, co-chair Vanessa wrote, "Once the door was opened to this debate by the government, it was our families that ended up on the front line."
Thanks, Matt. Former Minnesota Vikings Sarah Tualo and Carl Eller have celebrated inclusion with an inaugural LGBT Super Bowl party. The Minneapolis event was held last Wednesday and attracted hundreds of LGBT football supporters with entertainment provided by Tualo's fellow voice contestants. Tualo came out publicly after retiring from the NFL in order to create and push equality in football. Proceeds raised from the night went towards local LGBT charities like Hate Is Wrong. Australia has announced a second openly gay athlete for the upcoming Winter Olympics. Snowboarder Belle Brokhoff will join cross-country skier Barbara Jezezek in Pyeongchang, despite still recovering from a recent knee injury. Brokhoff came out in 2013 and was one of the 27 LGBTI athletes who signed a letter to stop Kazakhstan from hosting the Games because of the country's poor equal rights record. And finally, Australian Open star Tennis Sandgren has apologised for a series of insensitive social media comments featuring homophobic and transphobic remarks. In 2012, the American tweeted that his eyes were still bleeding after stumbling into a gay club and the transsexuals loved him. The quarterfinalist originally deleted his Twitter feed and lashed out at the media, accusing them of demonising him for his interactions with some far-right views.
"With a handful of followers and some likes on Twitter, my fate has been sealed in your minds. To write an edgy story, to create sensationalist coverage, there are a few lengths you wouldn't go to mark me as the man you desperately want me to be."
But days later, he tweeted a non-apology for his harsh description, referring to the gay club as a bad experience. Earlier in the tournament, legend Billie Jean King said that Margaret Court Arena should be renamed and that she'd refuse to play there following recent anti-gay comments from court.
"But I personally don't think she should have her name anymore. I think if you were talking about Indigenous people, Jews, or any other people, I can't imagine the public would want somebody to have their name on something."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the world of LGBTI news this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.